Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and I'd like to welcome you today. Today is another episode of where I got little bits and pieces that I want to share things with you. And I know it's a little bit late, but I recorded them. I'm going to play them, and hopefully you'll still enjoy them. But as you well know, that last month was our lovely month of June, and it was Pride Month. And so Joe and I and a bunch of my friends had went to Gay Pride to celebrate, and I did some recording. And unfortunately, due to a lot of things, that's prevented me from being able to get this show out earlier. But I wanted to get this up, and I hope you enjoy it. And the very first part is that Joe and I are on the subway going to meet the group of friends that had rented an apartment. And what I did is I could tell that they were going to the lovely Pride Parade, or part of the festivities, due to their shirts that they're wearing. And so I was able to record a little bit with them before we got to our stop. So here you go. Hi, we're on the subway right now with two ladies who are going to go to the Pride Parade. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing really well.
Okay, great. You going to have fun today?
Definitely.
Okay, good. So what are you going to do after the parade?
What are we going to do after the parade?
I'm going home to go to the Heritage Fest.
And what's that?
It's a Downers Grove celebration of
the Downers Grove.
Yeah, it's
just a summer festival.
Yeah.
And have you gone to Pride before?
I would say this is my fifth or sixth year. Yeah, always have a great time. 5 or 6 years.
Oh, wow, cool. And you said it was your first one for a while?
My first year as a spectator. Last year I was on a float.
And tell us who that was for again.
COD Pride Alliance. GBT. What is it?
LGBT.
I'm really bad with initials.
Yeah. And what do they do? Where was it? School?
Yeah, College of DuPage. It's a community college. It's like the Gay Straight Alliance at the school.
How big was your float?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How big was your float?
Oh, it was, I don't know, float size.
It was bigger than Breadbox, right?
Yeah, it was bigger than Breadbox. It was very, you know,
smaller
elaborate
than Manhattan.
But
it was really fun. And I had my daughter there, and everyone kept asking her to put up her shirt. So she pointed to me and said, "That's my mom." And everyone screams, "Sorry, Mom."
Okay. Well, this is our next stop. So thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Have a happy Pride.
You too.
Now, the next bit is where Joe and I are walking up to where the Pride Festival is going on. And there was something happened that I thought was kind of funny. Is that there was a homeless guy, and he was selling these newspapers to help raise money. And I was able to record what he was saying as people were walking by, and I thought you might find it interesting. Here you go.
Please get two, won't you friends. Here, if you ain't got no friends, give one to your mother. Read all about it.
I hope I got that. Oh, that was too bad. Okay, let's go. Come on, people. Let's go. Beep, beep.
Okay, the next part is I finally got to meet up with my friends, and I was doing a little bit of recording before the parade started. And then a friend of mine who had a friend that lived in Chicago was there as well, and I got to meet him for the first time, and I got to tell him about the show, and we got to talk for a little bit, and I thought I would share it with you. So here you go.
Say hello, Don.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Are you ready for your gay prideness?
I'm as proud as I get.
And you have a t-shirt on.
I sure do.
And what does it say?
It says, but it's not totally true, but it's partly true. I'm gay, I vote, and I matter. That last part is very true.
Well, that's good. It's not very hot today, which is good.
We're loving it.
It's a little
loving
muggy. It. Did you get breakfast?
Had a muffin.
That was
seed.
It?
That was it?
That was it.
Seed muffin was very good.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we stood in line for 30 minutes and decided to ditch it for the parade.
Say hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Jonathan. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm recording you.
Okay.
For my show. You ready for your pride?
I'm always ready.
You ready to scream and yell? And?
No, I don't scream.
No?
I'm losing my voice already.
You're already losing your voice. Did you have fun at the bars last night?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Roscoe.
And what did you do?
We boogie our butt off.
You boogied your butt off.
Yeah.
Did you boogie your butt off too?
Yeah, he shook his tail feather. Everybody danced.
Oh my.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
We almost had them up on the stage. It was kind of impressive.
Up on the stage?
Yeah. But there was no room there with Tom.
He was taken over? Where is he anyway?
Tom, he went for a Snickers bar about 30 minutes ago.
He must have found something other than Snickers.
It's something about the nugget.
Something with the nugget.
Pretty risque.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. And your name again?
Rob.
Hi, Rob. I do a podcast called Ramble Redhead, and I do a lot of interviews with gay people. And so I'm recording something for today. So do you listen to podcasts at all?
No, but I will.
Okay, good. I'll have to give you one of my cards. And you can check out the show. I do a lot of good interviews.
How many cards did you bring along?
About 500. You guys can help. Okay, hold on. Oh, they're in my bag. I got a little... It's in a little box.
Oh. This one here? Wait,
yeah. Wait. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You just pull them out right there.
Or pull it.
Pull it.
Oh,
oh yeah. Make
Are
it.
You recording this? Stack.
Yes, I am right now.
Give me a sec.
Ladies and gentlemen, the homo nips will start to start. Here, here you go. Are these the ones that they gave us?
Yeah, we got these also.
I put the other one. Oh.
You're looking sparse.
Oh. So, I talked to some lesbians on the subway, and they gave my card. Because I knew that they were lesbian because the one girl had a barcode pride, and then the other girl had a... And then I started talking
singing
to them.
Proud.
And then they had this other girl, she had a bandana wrapped around her neck with rainbow colors, and I said, yeah, I think she's part of the family. So,
we're loving you.
Yeah.
It's a day to be proud of.
Yeah. So I need you to help me hand out cards to all the homosexuals. I'm recording now. Do you want to say hello to my lovely listeners?
Hi, lovely listeners.
And what's
Welcome
your name?
Welcome to Chicago Pride. I'm Jana Cross with Queer Beer, and this is my partner, Missy.
Hey, Missy.
Hi.
How are you?
We're enjoying our first beer of the day at 11:20.
All right.
Woohoo! Aren't they fabulous?
They are fabulous.
Don't think about it.
Hey, you live alone. Okay. You can share.
Don't be jealous, girl.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Let me get over there. Excuse me. Hey. Oh, we're gonna get laid? Do I get? I don't get to get laid. I don't get to get laid.
In real life, too.
I didn't say hi to you. Say hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
When'd you get this?
Some people are handing out some Obama stickers, you know.
Yeah. Do you think he was gay friendly?
He's more friendly, but I don't know if I'm going to vote for him. I'm probably going to vote for Hillary.
Really?
Yeah.
And why would you say that?
I think Hillary's been around the Beltway, so to speak, and he's new.
You think he doesn't have enough experience?
No, I think he may be good, but I don't think he'll win.
Well, I read an interesting article in Time about him, and he's been traveling all the different groups, like the automotive people, and he was telling them that, well, in order for you to get brakes, that you should start becoming more fuel efficient and find new ways to more hybrid cars, things like that. And then so it's pissing all the people that he's going to go speak at. And then he goes to the next group, and he's talking about, you know, like religion groups and stuff like that and how they need to be more involved and all this stuff. And then they went to, I mean, all these different, whatever they were, and basically not saying what they wanted to hear, but saying what's going to make them, you know, probably upset them. And so I just thought it was kind of interesting that unlike all these other politicians who just want to say what, kiss and butt, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. So.
Well, that's interesting, but it's also too easy to fail, too. I mean, you know, to say, you know, that I won't vote for him or
right.
Who's going to be the nominee, you know.
Right.
It's still kind of early. So.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you have all the legacy of America to deal with.
Yeah, well, I just think it's cool that we have a black man and a woman and a bunch of scary Republicans running.
Scary, yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah, we don't need a Bush Part 3, 4, or whatever.
Oh, God. It's really messy.
Yeah.
Hey, no, thank you.
Mr. Ho.
Is he a ho? No, just kidding.
I don't know. They don't know each other.
Oh, okay. No, Jonathan's a swell guy. He's a sweetie. Aren't you, Jonathan? You're a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's sweet.
Just like his chocolate, he's eaten.
You know what? He was dancing at the club last night.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, I danced.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was all right, but I was surprised to see Jonathan dance.
Did he dance really good?
He's wiggling his shoulders and everything.
Shaking his booty?
Shaking his booty.
Did he find some man to take home?
No, he didn't.
No? No. Did Tom? Oh, yeah.
And, got elbow.
Oh, damn, you'll get him later. I saw one guy walking down the road, and all he had was a thong.
Yeah, we saw that guy.
And it was like, Lord.
Well, why bomb, though?
Yeah. No, he was actually cute. So, but I'm sure we'll see a lot of other scary things soon. So. Oh, you need to do me a favor. Put some of these in your pocket. And if you see some happy homos that you think might be tech-friendly, hand them out.
What is the agenda of your program?
Well, basically what I want to do is just try to present the people in the community and just talk about their coming out process, their lives, and whether they came out early or when they later in life and why and how their family reacted and stuff like that. So it's really important, I think, for people to not be ashamed of who they are and be open and be honest. So it's really cool. And we've had a lot of great interviews. I did like Eric Hyman, Ari Gold, Josh Zuckerman, Q. Allen Broca, who did Eating Out, too, and the main one. So it was a great interview with him. So how about yourself? How was your coming out process for you?
I spent a lot of my life living the double lifestyle. Growing up in Indianapolis, it was very, like Clark Kent versus Superman.
Right.
I would have one day I'd be out of... At night I'd live in the clubs and living a gay lifestyle. During the day I'm in the office living a completely different lifestyle, being a totally different person. And even to my family and my friends, they didn't know who I was. And until like one day, it was actually during Pride. It was Pride. And Pride happened all before on my birthday as well. A very good friend of mine called me up and wanted to take me out.
Oh my God.
For my birthday for dinner. But I'm at a club that night when he called, and I had to lie to him about where I was. And after I hung up the phone, I just fell on my knees and just kind of basically cried.
Yeah.
Because here I was not being truthful or honest to my best friend, yeah, who was like my brother. And I decided at that point, it's like, I gotta come out to at least the closest people to me, my family, my mother, and my best friends. And the interesting thing about it is, like, after I started coming out, I realized that a lot of it is also just kind of coming to terms with my own homosexuality. And I see a lot of other people do it. Because once you start telling people, the more you tell people that, or I tell them that, the more I tell people that I'm gay, the more it made it true, what I mean? So it's like, oh, I can't take that back. I can't, like, call up tomorrow and go, oh, you know that gay thing I told you? I'm not gay. But the fascinating thing is, after moving from Indianapolis to Chicago, and Indianapolis being a very closed gay community.
Yes, it is.
And Chicago being open, and I mean, there in Indianapolis, all the clubs, they don't have any signage, they don't have any, and some of them don't even have windows, so you could drive by, and that happened to me in many cases, like, I would drive by, a gay club for years,
and not even know,
not even know it was a gay club until somebody actually took me there.
Wow.
But of course, coming up here, it's such a much more open society,
yes,
much
it
more
is.
Open environment. And it was just the change, especially like in the workplace, going from in Indianapolis to a workplace where I would literally have to go behind the cabinets and talk to a fellow gay employee about gay events.
Wow.
And then where to hear, it was like open conversation, even being a part of like, gay worker events or something like that.
Wow. So what do you do?
Right now, I'm an accountant working for a trading firm.
Okay. Well, what did your friends and your parents' reaction? What was your mom's reaction? How did that go?
Oh, I come from a very liberal family.
Okay. So they were all open and accepting?
Oh, yeah, a lot of it. Actually, one of the funniest things is that I came out to my mother many, many years ago. And she's right after, and a few years ago, she kept on asking me about all this political, gay political stuff she received in the mail. And I just said, you know, she would ask me, it's like, why am I getting all this stuff in the mail? And I said, well, it's probably because you're on some mailing list, but she's very involved in politics. She's been very involved with, ACLU and such.
Right.
And I don't know how it came about, but she asked me, it's like, she said, could it have anything to do with the fact that I'm E-flag? And I'm like, do you remember P-Flag? I didn't even know that she was a member of P-Flag. And she's like, yeah, I remember P-Flag. And I asked her, I asked her how long she had been a member of E-Flag, and she said ever since she told me we were gay.
Wow.
And I was like, which was like at that time, I don't know, maybe about 5 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
Since, I mean, and I had no clue that she like did that. So I mean, I consider myself very lucky.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, totally. And where I know other people are like, they're having a lot of conflicts. And so
they do. Yeah, they do. That's why I love when the P-Flag people come up.
Right.
So they get a big applause, and it's well deserved because there's a lot of people that are very, you know, very pro-family, and they don't care if they. Because I was talking with this one woman, she lived down in Atlanta, and her husband was part of the P-Flag, and they were walking down the parade, and there was a bunch of people that were against gay people, and they had, you know, gays and sin and all that, but they were protesting the Pride Parade. Well, she actually went over and started talking to them, and then what happened was they got held, they were holding up the parade, and the policeman on the horse came up and said, ma'am, you got to keep moving. And the husband was like trying to pull her away, but she was not going to let him, even that little second. And then her husband said, honey, you're not going to change their mind, and they're not going to change yours, so you just got to agree to disagree and move on.
Right. Unfortunately, many people can't do that.
That's very true.
A lot of people are more on the other side of that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they, and I mean, we have to agree to disagree because we've been doing that all our lives.
Yeah. So you have a partner now, boyfriend?
No.
No? Single?
Single.
You're dating?
No, actually, I'm in the middle of transitioning in my life. I used to live in Chicago for about 3 years or so, then I moved back. I moved to L.A.
Oh, wow.
I lived in L.A. for about 5 years, so I mean, you talk about like completely open society. But, I mean, the gay community in L.A. is so much different even from Chicago.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, yeah, but I just moved back here to Chicago.
Just recently?
Yeah, within like 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you live in the Boytown?
Around the corner.
Oh, cool. Well, that's a great area to be in, that's for sure.
Except for, like, I wouldn't want to live where those people are living right above the club Roscoe's.
Oh, that would be crazy. That would be too loud. Well, we came here yesterday for the Pride Fest, and one of these apartments up there, they had all these young guys, and they were, like, wearing shorts and were mooning everybody. And, and then what happened was when we walked back, this one guy who must own the place was yelling at him because he was putting the blinds back up because he could get his ass in trouble. But it was like one of these right here, and he was like splashing and going crazy.
Well, that happens all the time. I was down, I was here for market days one time.
Right.
And it was down out beside Hydrate, and they have a nice tall condo. I think it's four stories, I think.
Yeah.
And somebody this really hot guy was dancing out in front of the window and giving a little dance show. I mean, he was Mr. Universe cut bodybuilding.
Wow. Cool. Well, I 1 year I came here, I was over on that side, and right up there in that one window, this guy was in drag, and the only thing you could see was his leg and his shoe, and his lady, his like high heels, and it was just swinging out the window. It was really funny. It was really funny. Well, we got 15 more minutes till the fun begins. Well, thank you for talking. You'll have to email me, and I'll maybe we can talk more on the show if you like. Well, thank you for talking.
Okay, now here is one of the heated parts of the day. Not talk about the temperature, But there was a bunch of religious people who were obviously protesting the parade. And the thing that was amazing is I just stopped recording, and I saw this guy walking up, so I heard it, turned it back on. And you can hear what this gentleman has to say, but then you also get to hear what a cop who was escorting the gentleman had to say to a gay man that was saying something back to this guy. And then you can hear the crowd as they react to the guy and the sign and all that. It was very, very interesting. So I wanted to be able to share it with you. So, and this is the reason why I'm still putting the show up today, because of the fact that this happened. I want you to hear it.
Homosexuals! Hey, we will not
enjoy your day. Just enjoy your day.
And you didn't say anything to him?
I wonder why he needs a cop with him. Boo! Boo! Yes.
Get him out of here!
The cops support terrorism.
Huh?
The cops support terrorism.
Yeah.
Objection.
Did you hear what he said? He goes, just enjoy your day. Just enjoy your day. He's on his way.
Yeah, but I agree. It's like, wait a minute. He can say whatever he can say. He can insult me, yeah. But I can't insult him.
Yeah.
What bullshit's that?
Yeah.
Don't protect the haters!
Too late. I'm here, you know.
Yeah, he has a cop by him, so I guess he gets to be.
I think he's being hired to protect him so that.
So he doesn't get beat up. Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. Wait, you gotta say that again. Say that again.
I don't have an attorney on retainer yet, so yeah. I can't punch him.
Just so you know, there was a guy who was protesting,
yeah. And
he had a big sign. He was being followed by a cop, and he was going on and on about how we're horrible sinners. And the whole crowd booed him. So, I think we'd outnumber him, don't you think?
Yeah, but still, I mean, we had that one cop who allowed him to, you know, say what he wanted to say, but we aren't able to say what we want to say.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
it's
one against it. We may be 500,000 strong,
yeah.
But that simple minority is still running the country.
Yes, that's true. Very true. Very sad, but very true.
And who cares? I don't care who you believe.
Yeah.
To get them here early.
Well, the thing that bothers me is that a lot of people growing up gay who, you know, had very strict, you know, religious growing up, and that, you know, the parents don't accept it, and they're really negative.
They actually believe that, you know, we're going to go to hell because we're gay.
Yeah. It's awful.
That's fine if they want to believe that, but don't come
on. Right. Well, see, he got all upset because, you know, they let the guy talk, but they wouldn't let us say anything back to him. And they said, enjoy your day, sir. Enjoy your parade. Enjoy your parade.
Well, that is going to include the Pride event. The Pride was over 2 hours long, and it started to get really hot, and it was a lot of fun, and it was really great to see all the different booths, and the ones that got the most crowd reaction was, of course, when the Dykes on Bikes, as well as the P flag, and also the gay veterans were, there were quite a few that were in uniform, and that was quite amazing as well, and so it was really, really great. I am going to still try to get a bunch of photos that I took up on my Flickr account, so I'm going to try to get those up as soon as possible. I did take quite a few. I'm going to try to pick out the best ones and put them up for you, and then put up the rest later. Also, I did do some video, and I was going to post up something, but I've been having some issues with the video, so again, I apologize for that, but I'll see if I can still get it done so you can see some of the things you got to see when you're in Chicago for Chicago Pride. So I wish all of you the very, very best. I want to thank all of you for listening and being a big support of the program, because it really means a lot. If you'd like to, you can help support the program by going to podcastawards.com and nominate me for the GLBT comedy category. And that would be great. It's podcastawards.com. And I'd greatly appreciate if you do that. Also, if you'd like to, you can be a big supporter of the program by simply doing one quick, easy thing, is to go to iTunes, find my show, and write a 5-star review for the program. That's greatly appreciated. Also, if you're on MySpace as well as Facebook, I'm also listed there, so add me as your friend. And I really would like to get more and more people involved with that. And also, feel free to leave me any comments, any suggestions, anything, by sending me an email at RambleRedhead@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, which is RambleRedhead.com, and leave a message there after this episode or any others that you've listened to. So I want to thank you for being a big part of the program. I want you to be happy, to be proud of who you are, no matter who you are. And I wish you all the very best, and keep on listening to the Ramble Redhead Show. Bye-bye.